Blog Talk Radio.
How old is the Earth?
The Earth is 4.54 billion years old.
Do you know what the sun feels like on your face?
I am not equipped to answer that.
It feels amazing! Now you make a wish.
Searching the web for wish.
There it is! He's so slimy. Can you hear the duck? You wouldn't believe the view. Wow, look at the stars.
There are over 100 billion stars in the galaxy.
But have you ever seen a shooting star?
Syndicated radio, where I am your favorite host, your girl, your queen troublemaker, your girl Wanda Dre, the 2020 twin that always gets it in. That's right. I'm all of that wrapped up in one. It's Andrea Presley coming to you live from Nigeria. And we got a show that you don't want to miss. Oh, my goodness. Not only do I have the first original host that used to be a part of this network, but He is an entrepreneur as well, so I am honored to have him as my special guest. And let's not forget that we also have Oleski on the Wheels of Steel, and we also have Sophisticated Ladies segment that will be coming up as well. So you don't want to miss this. We got too much going on. So you want to keep this, you know, channel right here and get ready for the laughter and fun that we about to have, and we're about to give you some good information, some good conversation, and, you know, some laughter for your soul and some music for your soul. So before we go into our dialogue and our show, let's get a little bit of music shaking just to kind of get us in the mood. DJ, come on, lace us.
Can't fool love.
you cutting up, twin. You getting that music all lined up for us, getting us all rared up so we could get ready, get into these conversations. I'm loving it. Oleski on the wheels of steel, y'all. And as I mentioned to you earlier, that we do have a special co-host with us tonight. I am so excited to have him. For those people who have been listening and following us, we've had a numerous of times where we had a special narrator that would come in and do our big special shows. And his name is Dar Henderson. And he has been with us for quite a long time and also is a broadcaster himself. So I can't wait to bring him in. And I believe he is joining us in our studio. So, Dar, are you there with us?
Good evening. Yes, I am. Good evening. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm excited, excited, excited. I'm just like, wow, I cannot believe I got the Dar Henderson on the line, the first ever host.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I'm humbled. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so much, and we appreciate you because, you know, even during the time of doing our special shows and, you know, some of our award shows and things like that, you was always there to announce us, and, you know, it was funny having you to do the shows, and now here with the, doing the interview, it's like, this is awesome. This is really nice. So I am humbled at the same time. Awesome. Yes. So, you know, as we always do, we always talk about a couple of things that's going on in, you know, in the world today. So before we do get into your interview, I just need to get your opinion on a few things that's going on. I'm sure a lot of people have seen it, you know, on the news that, you know, we're going back to wearing our masks. And a lot of people seem to think that just because they have the shot that they're not, you know, accessible to getting the coronavirus or even, you know, giving it to someone else. For a minute, it seemed like we was going back to our normal, you know, lifestyle, and now we're going back. Now it's, a, you know, back in law now. You got to put on the mask. What's your opinion on that?
That's a good question. I have this conversation frequently with close family members and friends and clients and
everybody else. Hold on, dog. Get closer to the mic. We want to hear exactly what you're saying. Get closer to that mic, man.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Is this better? Is this better? You can hear me now. But
I see. Yeah, if you could come a little bit closer or turn your volume up just a little bit more, so we can hear you clearly.
I think this is. Yeah, is this good?
Yes. All
right. Great. 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 Okay. As I was saying earlier, I've actually had this conversation with a friend of mine earlier today. A topic I've had with many clients, friends, family members. And you just get like a mixed perspective, you know what I mean? Like it's kind of both. I see both sides. You have the people who feel as though that they want to be secure and understand a little bit more before they make a decision according to their body. That's respectable. At the same time as you have the folks who seem as though they are invincible because of the information that they believe they have. And again, an opinion that's respectable, but can also be dangerous. And not just on this particular strain or virus at this time, but just in general, this is a very dangerous mindset if one is not vigilant. But personally speaking, I don't know. I've always had a very unbiased perspective as far as what people choose to do with their bodies. I just try to make sure that I'm aware of what the temperature is when I walk out the door, and just respond accordingly, you know, just respect everyone's wishes accordingly and just make sure they respect yours.
Here's my whole thing, Dar. I kind of didn't agree with the idea of taking the mask away from the beginning. Even though it did feel like, you know, normal, like our normal lifestyle, but it felt like it was too soon. Because, you know, the next person that walked in the door behind you does not know that you actually been vaccinated. And it's not like you're walking around with that, like a badge of honor and an ID card. So the whole idea of saying, hey, if you're vaccinated, you can take your mask off. Okay, well, if you're not going in the door with it and showing it, then, you know, how do we know that you're actually taking off your mask because you're not vaccinated or you're vaccinated? You know, so I didn't kind of agree with that from the beginning. So I'm kind of glad that we are back for that protection, and then with the whole situation, we're not just dealing with just the coronavirus anymore. We got a double bubble here. We got the Delta thing that's going on.
The
so
Delta.
I'm like, wow, yes, and this thing is serious. Yes, and the thing is, from what I'm hearing, the numbers are like starting to creep up in the Montgomery County area, and like. It's really sad because when it starts hitting nursing homes and facilities and things like that, which that's the you know type of work that I do because I do nursing, when it really becomes scary. And it's in a lot of the Montgomery County areas, so that's what like really makes me, you know, be a little nervous about that. So I have to say to everyone out there, you know, still be aware that there are, you know, a couple of viruses that's going on. You don't want to get hit by anything. Protect yourself. You know, if you know you're going to be in a big crowd, we know you want to get out. You know you want to have fun. There's a lot of places opening up, and that's fine. But please keep in mind, you can have fun, but wear your mask. Be safe out there, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, you need your family, and your family needs you. So that's my intake on that. So you know what? I'm going to move right into our interview because I definitely want to, you know, keep this moving, and I'm so excited to have you again on the show.
I'm excited.
So here we go. The first host, I got to start from where it started. So tell us your journey and how it began and how you became the first host and the name of the show that is now a legend and still carries, you know, its legacy to the day.
Let's see. Man, that was many moons ago. I was such a young man. I don't know. I just I've always been interested in helping people, and you know, growing up in my environment, I was just very observant. Something I picked up from my paternal lineage, I would notice when people weren't seeing the big picture or seeing things in a way that could help them through an obstacle that they were currently facing or a challenge that they were currently enduring. When I met Brother O, I felt that that was a calling to use that opportunity to put an abstract perspective out there for just whoever it needed to reach. And then I've just kind of made my own abstract thoughts a part of my day-to-day, and it's got me to starting my own business and just launch my new website, thecityandi.com, and just getting the abstract word out there to help other people who have abstract minds, like myself.
Awesome. Yes, we definitely, appreciate the body of work that you have put into the broadcasting. And definitely. So now you're doing other things. And so tell us some of the things that you're doing now.
Not recently. I would say COVID did stop last year, did stop a lot of progress. For a lot of businesses, especially independent businesses such as mine. I began just doing life coaching and helping other people just make it through their day, especially since the pandemic and mental health quarantine. I found my calling to finally illuminate my purpose, so to speak. So I have just started up again my website, theobsidianeye.com, which again is a site for the community, just for anybody who needs any type of service and guidance. I'm there for them.
Awesome. Is there a website that you can give us for them to link on to you and connect with you?
Yes, it's theobsidianeye.com. It's labeled the Obsidian Eye because the obsidian is a black glass formed from lava that cools fast in the ocean, and it was said to reflect the one's inner deeper truth, and that can have a very grounding effect for someone. And essentially, I found my life being a dream of obsidian, as I call it, as a lot of things around me I kind of did not trust, and I just kind of found a way to be able to not only trust other people, but trust myself more. And I've noticed through my observations of my environment is when people struggle trusting their own judgment, and I just kind of like help people do that. So the Obsidian Eye was created.
Awesome. I'm excited to for you with this business, and I know that it's going to take off and do a great job. And, I'm going to ask you some more questions in a minute, but just before we do that, we're going to go back into this next track, Set the Mood, and then we're going to come back with our co-host, which is Dar Henderson. All right, DJ, what you got in the cut?
Up this morning.
about the news. I'm loving that. I'm loving it. You stirring up your mess, twin. You know how we do when we start talking about our sophisticated ladies moment. So you warming it up for that. You know what I'm saying? The funny part is we got, you know, Dara Henderson that's going to be joining our conversation tonight. So we're going to kind of, you know, have a little extra help with the troubling on the line, you know. So we're going to cut up. So before we do go into our sophisticated ladies segment, tell us a little bit about you, you know, where you're from and, you know, and things like that. And this creative mind that you have, like, how did it start from a child? You know, tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, and I've always been creative. I used to do my own webcomic series once upon a time, but I was always drawing since I was a kid in school. Everyone knew me for drawing. I don't know, I would draw the patterns that I saw in my environment, and it kind of gave me the ability to predict what some of my friends in high school they would do next, because they were just so predictable. But I just always had a creative perspective of things, and just always liked providing that type of spin in whatever environment that I'm in. That kind of mind.
Awesome. You know, I always say too that when you have a creative mind, then you can put your mind to just about any and everything. And it goes all the way across the board with music, broadcasting. You know, you just have the gift at that point to just do anything that you put your hands on, you know, when you have that creative mind. So, you know, that's awesome to actually have. And the fact that you even had a show called Abstract itself, and it tells a lot about you, you know what I mean, painting that picture and that image and expressing yourself. So, you know, being in the broadcasting, was it easy for you to express your feelings, especially with being creative? I mean, I know that for me, let me just put it that way, as a broadcaster, it helps. and it's never really a dull moment with me, even in a conversation, so it's not hard for me to do this type of, you know, work, you know what I mean? Tell me how, you know, was that for you with your broadcasting?
Was it easy to express myself? Not really. Growing up, again, when you're creative, you have a different mindset than what's considered normal. So that makes you a target. As I got older, thankfully, I was still nourished by my close friends and family to stay creative and to never let anyone, you know, steal that light from me. It took a while. I was 16 when I came out the closet, and that still didn't let me feel as if I could express myself too much until, again, just having just the support that I've had, thankfully, just pushed me out there to just do whatever I wanted to do. And thus, when I did Abstract, that was one of the moments in my journey that I felt like somebody out there is, you know, wants to hear what I have to say, which was a dramatic change from being the quiet kid in school in the back of class. So, that's where I transformed. I began my transformation.
Wow, okay. That's good to hear. Wow. Would you say that kind of helped you to come out a little bit more? Did that bring you out a little bit more as far as your feelings and expressing, you know, who and what you were?
No, not necessarily. I would say that, again, it was a part of my journey that made me feel I could explore myself more, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. you know, beyond what my sexual orientation was and beyond what my gender or my ethnicity was, it was just I finally had, you know, finally being able to just give a different perspective, you know what I mean, without having certain labels. But I just kind of wanted to just share, just, hey, anybody notice this still exists? This is still a thing?
Right.
That was always, I don't know, that was always what drove me to interact with others, is to just kind of remind everybody that, you know, not everything is what it seems.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Yes. So I got to ask this question. And what kind of advice do you give to other broadcasters? You know, you got like a chain of hosts that's listening to you right now. What kind of advice can you give to them to help them in their broadcasting career as well?
Honestly, if it's something that you love, if it's something that you're passionate about, just focus on doing that. If you feel like this is distracting me from doing this, or I have to get this done and get this done, then you're not doing it for the right reason. So if you really love what you're doing and broadcasting and getting a message out there to your people, you know, whoever that group of people is, then keep doing that, because something telling you that this is something that somebody needs to hear, and you never know whose life that you're going to influence or change, you know, or heal, you know, just by getting up and showing up for everybody the way that everyone here is doing.
Okay.
So keep going. Awesome. Sum it up.
Right. Awesome advice. I appreciate that. From what I see, we do have a caller that's in the queue that wants to speak to you. So let's get this caller in there. Caller number one, welcome to Nationally Syndicated Radio. Who do we have?
Hello. This is Jerry, the gifted one, Thomas, with a little time calling from Shreveport, Louisiana. How are you tonight, Andrea, Queen Sister?
Hello, how are you tonight? It's great to hear from you.
I am well. I hear the I'm excited to get on the phone. First of all, I got to send all my love and my support and my energy to Dar Henderson. Dar Henderson, how are you tonight, King Brother?
Thank you. I'm fine. Thank you very much. How are you?
I am well. You don't know me. I have heard you like 100 times since I became a part of this network. And now hearing your story, I am off. I'm off the floor. I am gagging. I am shitting right now. So, I knew this was coming. I just didn't know when. But I was dying to meet you. And now I'm going to be blunt and just say it. I'm fucking jealous because you're doing Andrea Presley's show and you're not doing my show. But, okay.
I can do your show next now. Hit me up.
My number while you're on the air. Just take down my number while you're on the air, and we'll have a discussion.
And I'm fitting this in
purpose.
My phone is not in reach right now, but I'll reach out.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you got your pen and your paper handy, we can go ahead and get this set up right now.
which I don't have it handy at this time, but if I can, I can take it down. I can take it down later this evening.
That will be fantastically well, King Brother. Fantastically.
Okay,
well.
Great.
Okay. Now, I'm losing it over here because I'm following in your footsteps here in O&E. And
nice.
Now that I get to meet the person that has set the tone, what advice do you give to someone like me who's new, who is a LGBTQ host here on O&E, who is literally coming in here? I've been doing this now for, I want to say, like the last maybe 4 or 5 months, and I love it. But what
nice.
Other advice can you give to me?
Well, first, I'm honored. You know, I love that there's a passing of the Torch legacy here at O&E, and I'm really, really extremely honored, and I'm very proud and happy for you. Congratulations. You know,
thank you.
So I want to give that to you. Any advice for you? Honestly, man, like just continue being yourself. Whoever you wake up and you feel like you're that person that next day, be that person. If that's who you feel like you want to bring to your audience, if you want to introduce them to that person, introduce them to that person. If you know why you're here, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, you know, this is a very broad and diverse cast and world that we're living in. So, you know, always bring that abstract thought to somebody who may have forgotten that not everything is the way that you think it is every day. So, honestly, if that's too general and basic, I'm sorry. But, yeah, I honestly just say the best cliches are very true. Like, just keep doing you. Keep doing you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I am so fucking thrilled to be talking to you right now. Because I've mentioned your name in my shows. O has mentioned your name on my shows. So I'm talking to you now. And forgive me if I sound like a crazy sex fucking fan, but I have to someone who has set a foundation for me to come in and continue to go down the road and build my own.
Right.
That's awesome.
To be honest, to be grateful to be talking to you. And I'm just that you're on.
You know what? I couldn't hear you exactly.
There?
Yeah, you're breaking up just a little bit. Can you say that part again?
Yeah, I said I'm a little jealous that he's doing your show and that he's not doing my show, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, that's what he was mentioning.
He's going to do your show, too. But I had to get him first,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I want to do a little teaser. He should. I need one of the legends to come and lay it down on the air with me. So I would love to have him on my show. Would definitely love to have him on my show.
Awesome.
And
that's going to be good.
I would love to be on. Thank you for the invite.
Oh, definitely. So September is booked, but definitely can we get you in for November? I want to get a yes right now.
November, yeah, definitely hit me up. That'd be fine. That'd be completely fine.
All right. So that's a yes. And it's in the pocket. So love that shit. But thank you so much. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Oh
thank
God.
You.
On the show tonight, thank you so much because now one of my dreams just came true. I got to meet someone who did it before I did it, and now I can rest.
Oh,
oh my gosh,
you.
I
thank
love
you
it
so much. I appreciate
and,
you,
brother.
Awesome,
Oleski, you are giving me life with this Freddie Jackson. I'm gonna be singing Freddie Jackson every single song you play. So you keep playing them tracks tonight now. Here, you hear me?
No, that's right. I'm enjoying that music, though.
Andrea, I love so much for your show tonight. I love
thank you. I love you back.
And I am going to enjoy listening to the rest of this show with the Dar Henderson. So y'all have fun.
And that
segment that y'all got coming on, don't be surprised if I be trying to get back in to get in on that segment. So I'm going to hang out on that phone.
Oh, yeah. Cool. All right. Well, feel free to join us, you know, join us again and just press that one. We love to hear from you again because you don't want to miss this conversation that we about to turn left in a minute, okay? But before we do get into our sophisticated ladies segment, do we have any more callers on the line?
At this time, no, and we'll go right to our next track. First of all, this is history. You know, Dar Henderson was the first ever Lesbian Gay Task Force host, and he was our first host at Only Dynasty. We have opinions, and that's what it's all about.
Nice.
Respect. Yes, you have a, you know, you feel how you feel, that's fine. But respect the show. Remember
that's
that.
It.
And now, let's rock tonight.
I miss you.
me tonight for old time's sake. Ooh, all right, Quinn, you starting your bus. I'm feeling this. I'm feeling this thing. You know what I'm saying? Listen, Dar, I know that you have a ratchet side on you. First of all, I know just from what Brother O has told us, and I'm going to say this before I even bring in our next caller, that you ain't play on the air. I heard that you was quick to put somebody in their place when it came down to being disrespected and things like that. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe you were the host that told somebody, ew, you straight. Was that you?
Possibly. Possibly. Many moons ago.
Oh, my gosh. Like, you just put that person, like, right in check. It was like, no, ooh, you straight. Don't play with me. Oh, my gosh. I love the shade. I love the shade.
Yeah.
One thing we have to respect other people's opinions. You know, we have to respect other people's opinions and lifestyles, even if it's not the same, you know. And that's one thing.
Indeed.
I'm very diverse when it comes down to hearing other people's opinions, their sides, and what they go through. But tell us a little bit about that. Do you remember that show?
I don't too much, you know. It's like... It's funny, when I watch interviews with, like, actors from, like, 90s TV shows, and they ask them about, like, the first episode, I'm like, you know what, I see what they mean now. like, I don't remember too much. I just know during that time, I was young and was just tired of, you know, the bullshit that society tries to feed us, you know, day in and day out. And sometimes some of us just kind of buy into that, you know, too much. It's like, yeah, you know, play a role when you walk out, you know, out the door and go to work and whatnot, interacting with, you know, everybody else. But when you step into, you know, your personal space, your sacred space, or amongst your people, you know, all that, you know, should fall away. So when you start buying into certain dogmas and ideas that really just doesn't have a place amongst us, I just don't have a tolerance for that, because I just kind of look at everyone, especially people who are my elders, as you should know better. You should know better. Just kind of go into every relationship or interaction with anyone with that assumption of you knowing just better than I do, especially if you're older. So, that was just, I can tell you that was the motivation behind it. Like, you should know better than that. You should know better than to try to, you know, swing him around and, I'm not the one or the two, as I used to say.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. I definitely respect that, you know, and that's the one thing on ONE Dynasty. We definitely respect the views and opinions of our listeners and we, as well as our guests, you know. And so, you know, with that being said,
indeed,
before we're going to go right into our next caller and see what they have to say. So, welcome to Nationally Syndicated Radio. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, peace.
Hello,
peace.
Hello, hello.
We have the... Hey, yes. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes. Hi. What's going on?
All right. You have the of 2020 and the two-time Anna Waddell Award winner, class of 20. I will name Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. in her room. And I'm saying, I'm a legend.
But he's fading in and out.
You know,
Huni,
always,
you're fading in
always
and out.
Great.
Huni, you're fading in and out.
Man. Okay, can I call? Let me call back. Let me call back.
No. We hear you. We hear you now. Go ahead and talk.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you want to call right back in? So we got another caller on the line right now. That's ready to talk to you. Willing and willing and ready to call. Caller number 3. On the line right now on the great International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee and lifetime achiever on National Syndicated Radio. Let's go.
Hey,
who do we have? Hello?
How y'all? Yeah, can y'all hear me? How you doing?
I'm
true
good.
Fan will
good.
Of God. It's a true fan,
I'm
will of God. Up. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Okay, you trying to talk all quiet and whatnot. We know you got a lot of voice than that now.
Oh, well, you know.
What's going on?
Today, you know. Well, today I don't want to be bothered, you know what I mean, because, you know, there's a lot going on with me right now because I just called in to support you. I didn't know what was going on, what the conversation was, because I wasn't on there on Facebook all day. I just came from a funeral today from my, one of my cousins passed away on my mother's side, but I had to come from a funeral yesterday for one of my cousins who passed away on my mother's side, but today was my father's side. So, Monique M. Mitchell, I love you. On my mother's side, 47 years old. But and then Thera Quarterman, love you. She passed away, and today we had a memorial service. So I'm listening to the conversation with individuals, and I know a lot of people's like, "Dad, you got will of God." I know he got a lot to say, but I'm not, because if you check the energy that comes when you listen to people's mouths, when they talk sometimes, they don't know what you're going through. They might be suspecting you to think of you going to do something stupid or say something stupid. So I check the conversation that might come out, because they never know. I just speak freely because I'm supposed to. I was born that way. I can't change my thoughts, even if they wanted me to. That's just the way it is. Just like how y'all live,
right.
Take it or leave it, that's how I am. Take it or leave it. I just got a big old mess on my back, better known as Jesus, and he ain't playing with nobody. So I'll be like, oh, you know what? I won't play with him because he might kill me today. So when people talk to me sideways, I try to come back intellectually stupid so they can't hear my thoughts, because my thoughts is free. And when you say free at last, boy, I tell you, it's like smacking that. Listen, I ain't going to say nothing wrong, but back to my conversation with you, man. Yo, I didn't check you out back in the day because I wasn't on that network at that time when you was doing your shows. I didn't hear the conversation was said earlier. I just tuned in just now, and I caught everything, like, you know, like, what? Oh, shoot. Ew, whoa, wait a minute. Huh? Then, you know, I'm like, all right. So what I'm saying is, since I could talk, have a chance to talk and looking at the sky, and everybody's scared to death of what I'm going to say. First of all, what's up, Dre?
Hey, what's going on? Great to hear from you.
But you already know, girl. You know I had to support you. But back to you, Captain. When was the first day you had a thought?
What was the first day that I had a thought?
Yeah.
Can you be a little bit more clear on that? A thought of
what? When was the first day you had a thought to change to be what you want to be? Because a lot of people don't have a thought or even have a mindset to be what they want to be, because sometimes they talk to be something else and they don't know what the hell they want to be. They try to be a follower instead of a leader. So when was your thought to say, okay, I'm going to be a leader and I want everybody to follow my lead? Even though... It could be a problem for other situations of life if they're not accommodated with that lifestyle, because it might affect their future children. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, for me, I guess being a Virgo, this mentality, it was not more so for the sake of trying to get everyone to...
Wait a minute, your phone going in and out. Your phone going in and out. You said Virgo?
I'm a Virgo.
That's what I'm talking about. Virgo to Virgo. Yes.
Yeah, I'm the first day. 23rd of this month. So yeah.
All right. Well, Virgos are critics. Virgos are critics. I'm an Aries. Mine is the March 22nd. So I'm all fire. I'm just holding back my fire because I don't want to flame on. I'm trying to be like milk and magnesium right now. I'm like mustard. I can't catch up. But go ahead, finish.
I guess again, as a Virgo, which again is only the ego side of myself, you know, that motivated me into just looking at things like why isn't life this way? Like why can't I just be who I am? Like I already came here knowing joy. I already knew what that was, and people that were supposed to be my peers and my elders were, you know, stealing that from me once I started understanding what that concept was. So, I guess I would say, like, since, you know, I was little, I just knew, like, I'm just going to be myself the best that I can at the same time as just survive. And I just found the medium for that for myself. And I just encourage anybody to just, like, you know, don't let anyone steal your light. You know, whatever gives you peace, whatever brings you, you know, comfort and sanity, you know, being on this in this 3D, you know, if it ain't hurting nobody, then why? Why not? So.
All right. Now, I got two questions so I can stop. But it's kind of, you know, personal. But I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything like that. But I think in another, you know, a rise in my ceiling because of the way I was taught. But when you think about what you just said, and then you have this new world order coming out where everybody's trying to teach all their kids to be Fortnite with these satanic ritual music syndromes being broadcast into their brains to teach them to become satanic, and they might think that that's natural. Do it, like, you know what? Why not? Damn, that was a shooting star. Yo, mm-hmm. I just saw a shooting star, man. I literally just saw a shooting star.
Oh, the Perseus meteor shower tonight.
Yo, I love it.
It's
I just think that might be a blessing because whatever I just said, it came right on point because it said woo right there. But back to what I was saying.
Yeah.
God, I love you. But back to what I was saying. This is real. And with the satanic rituals, imagine if people say, because I heard, and this is a question, I got two questions. I'm going to do both of them at the same time. The one problem that I hear other people saying to me in my ear, because I don't listen too much, I try not to receive conversations because sometimes it's too much information. I just can't feel it. You know what I'm saying? I try to walk away or act like I'm so stupid it hurts. You know what I mean? You got to be so dumb sometimes it hurts because you hear what people say to you. You're like, am I going to kill you today or tomorrow? But you can't do it because it might hurt. So I shut the hell up. But think about it like this, in my thoughts, and this is something I heard from people, but here's another conversation. When they say that homosexuals have a problem with the transgenders because the fact that homosexuals did what they had to do to get their laws in place and then the transgenders is coming over trying to take that over, I hear that's a whole bunch of rumpelstiltskin going on where people starting to, you know, come at each other. But the other question is, and this is deeper, when you say what you just said, and you say people, if it ain't harming anybody, why not? What if, because they are out there, but they might come and get their own law, the people that I keep talking about, like I'm stupid, the ones that like to have sex with animals. Now, even if you're a homosexual, even if you're straight, or even if you're a transgender, or even if you're whatever the hell you wanted to be, but if you have a pet, and somebody coming and looking at your dog, you know it's a damn ro-ro dog. Like, that dog don't punk down nobody, but all of a sudden it's like, and you're like, wait, what the hell's wrong with you? And the person coming and looking at your dog, oh, let me see your dog. And you start grabbing your dog and your cat.
So I have a question.
And French kissing or doing
things. I have a question in retaliation to your, in response to
okay,
your
but I want so, you to answer those questions, and then we could go answer those questions, and then we could go on your question and you retaliate on my question. But answer that on a quick level, because
yeah,
I got more
calls. So I wanted to answer that with a question so I can make sure I'm answering your question.
Oh, you can do that? All right.
Correctly.
Go ahead, please.
So,
please, though.
If this animal lover, as you say, is stealing someone else's pet from you, is that harming you?
No, not stealing. No, you got the wrong words. I said, say somebody walk up to you while you walking your dog down the street by yourself. And they are, you know, you don't know who they is. Could have been your best friend or homie. I don't know. But they might have changed their mind and say, you know what? I'm going to come out. Yeah, I'm going to get him. I love that dog for all my life. This is mine tonight. So you walk in, you're like, hey, what's up, yo? And you look at your dog like, wait a minute, hold up, man. Your dog keep running towards you. You're like, hold up, man, go say hi. Like, the dog like, no. You look like trying to figure out, then you find out why, because the person do things different with your dog that you never seen before. You're like, why are you touching my dog? Hey. The first word you going to come out your mouth and say, hey, correct? Or you going to let them keep finding your dog?
So how did this person find out this other person's thoughts? I'm so confused.
Because if you see it, seeing sometimes is believing. And sometimes seeing is really not the place you want to look at. Because it's an imaginary story at times where people believe what they see and think it's appropriate to be living like that. But you're like, that ain't right. What happened to that person to make them think like that or do things like that? So if you see stuff like that, would you be like, well, okay, go ahead and do you. But it's your dog. And your dog looking at you like, help me. Help me. My hand, my friend, my God, my master. Who the hell is this? And you're like, oh, that's my homie. Go ahead. I'm going to leave you.
So what you just confirmed for me here is that it's not a friend that's having these, as you're describing, perverted thoughts about the dog. It sounds like it's the owner if they're thinking that about
the
friend.
No, it's not the owner. Listen to me. I'm going to say it better. Put it like this. Anybody, if it's a friend, if it's not a friend, or if it's just socially somebody walking down the street that says hi to your dog or your cat or your bird or your freaking, you know, penguin. I don't know what the hell people got. Tigers, lions, and bears. I don't know. But I'm just saying, if you got an animal as a pet or maybe a freaking mammal, I don't know. We don't know. Because there's all types of strange things coming out as of now. We see it. You look at the movies or the TV shows, they're showing it to us awkwardly. But we receive it because we have to, because we're like, all right, we're going to let that pass. Maybe I'll skip that part and keep on moving. That's how we're doing it now. But I'm saying to you, no matter if it's, you know, your person or you don't know the person, how would you feel if it happened right in front of your face? Would you accept it and say what you just said earlier? Or would you stop and say, hold up, slow down?
Well, go ahead, girl.
I'm not sure. I fully grasp the question. I'm not sure I fully grasp the question. So if I'm seeing something that I know is harming someone, would I stop it?
No, I'm going to say again. Your dog, your animal. There's people that love to have, they marry animals. They like, but this is my, they might have a law that might come out where people might, you know, next thing you know, you're going to the daggone restaurant and somebody got their animal. You already see a little bit, but if you've seen a lot, you're like, damn, that nigga came to the damn restaurant with a giraffe. What the hell? What? You know, people might do stupid things. Some people might get so ridiculous with animals, you'd be like, hey, what are you doing with a snake, dog? You know, people do got snakes, but some people like the snake to go up in there. But and how are they going to get it out? We don't know. Some people are crazy like that. We don't know. But I'm saying to you, if you was walking your pet that you love, that you brought up as a child, like you know, a little pet, you know, maybe a little cat or maybe a little whatever you had, is a little, and it grew up, and you watched it grew up. You're like, oh, I love my dog, oh, my dog. And your dog loves you. Now, if somebody does something irritating to your animal dog or whatever it is, cat, whatever, frisbee, I don't care. Would you say what you just said earlier? Okay, well, the dog's being irritated. You're not irritated because you never seen
okay,
this
so the
before
dog's
it happened.
Irritated.
Right.
So
The dog trusts you as their support system. Nothing's supposed to harm them, such as a child. This is how I'm talking now. Like, a child thinks the same way. They trust their parents.
Yeah.
Now, with the dog.
I gotta pause.
I'm saying people have people like to have sex with little animals or this and the other. What would you do if that happened to your animal? How would you?
I gotta pause a minute. Hold on. We're going to answer this question, but then we got to move to the next caller because we do have another caller that's in the queue.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was hoping we did.
I'm on this question, and we still have another segment to go.
Yeah, I was waiting for Hooney. Go ahead.
Yeah, answered earlier, if it doesn't harm anybody, you know, you stay in your own lane and you're not harming anybody, any other living soul. I can't say living creatures. Plants are living, too, and we're harming plants and the earth every day. So, but if you're not harming another living soul, staying in your lane, that's, as I said earlier.
That's good enough for me. I think you answered the question quite well on that. Will, I hope that answers your question. And you don't want to miss the next part of our segment, but we do want to get this next caller on the line. So thank you again for calling in, and we hope that you will, listen out for the rest of the show and feel free to join back in. So we have another caller that's in the queue. Next caller, who do we have on the line?
Hey, girlfriend, it's Jerry Petito. How are you?
Hey, Jerry, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. So I've only been on for about 10 minutes because I actually was at a dealership all night. So I don't know what your questions are or your topic. What are we talking about?
Well, actually, you know what? We just ended off with an interview with our first host, original host, and his name is Dar Henderson. So he's giving out advice and everything on how to take the broadcasting seriously and, some pointers and things like that. So that's where we ended off, and we hadn't gotten into our other segment, which is the Sophisticated Lady segment. I know you normally ready to chime in on that one, too. we was just, thanking him for being a part and, taking our time to share his stories. He also had a show called Abstract as well, which is a legendary show that has passed down throughout the years. Other hosts has, done that show, but he was the first original, and he's also the narrator of a lot of our shows. So, like, when we're doing, the King show and the award ceremonies, there's a lot of times, this is the voice that you hear. This is Dar Henderson.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Oh, I was just so confused with my buddy Will of God. I didn't know what that had to do with it. Okay, I didn't know what this was about. Okay. So, I was very confused, so I didn't know what I was going to comment on. So then I just want to say hello to both of you. How about that?
Yes. Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
We are glad to hear from you as well, and so your love and support as usual.
Yeah, I love you, girl.
Yes, ain't nothing you can do about that, girl.
I will say something really cool that I did tonight. I interviewed and then had dinner with. He came to meet me, and I got to have him live in studio. Jackie Wilson's son, Bobby.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was awesome.
That's awesome.
It was a great night. But, yeah, I've just been thinking about you, and I was like, I just want to call in and say hello at least.
Thank you so much. Yes. And listen, girl, you better stay on this line because we're about to talk about some things that that you might want to chime in on. You know what I'm saying? We talk about does size really matter?
Well, ask me a question, I'll answer it.
Okay, well, you know what? We're about to go into that segment anyway, and since you was the last caller that was in the queue, my question is, does size really matter in a relationship? Did I just say a left turn or what?
All right. I can answer that perfectly. Size only matters in a sexual relationship, not a loving, caring relationship.
Oh, okay.
Right? If you're really in love with someone and you're going to spend your life with them and, you know, you make that decision, size does not matter. Okay? There's other ways, you know. But if it's, like you talked about one night stands, remember that? You talked about one night stands one time. You know, that would be where it would matter. Okay? So, there you go.
You hear what I just said?
Wait,
I just said, okay, you said that the size doesn't matter. But if the size don't matter in that aspect, then he got to make up with size with something else. Either his size pocket got to be either bigger or, you know what I'm saying, the size of his heart got to be bigger. I mean, because we're talking about a major factor that's going to, if you're talking about I love this person, do death through you part, that's a major factor in life now. Ain't no shoulda, coulda, woulda, you taking a vow.
Wait. No, wait, girlfriend, but I got to say something. Now, think about your question, right?
Uh-huh.
So, just say, I'm going to put it out there. Say, and you're right, like, if you're that in love with someone, then everything else is enhancing everything. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Just say, God forbid, you get married to the love of your life, because this happened to someone I interviewed, and they got into a serious accident, and they ended up in a wheelchair. And they couldn't perform anymore. Same kind of scenario.
Well, I guess I'll be the star of that show then.
Right? But you know what I mean. So it depends on the relationship and the love and the heart of the person, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, that's a good point of view.
Right?
Okay. I got to find out what's Dar's opinion about it. What you think?
Okay.
But
does
size matter?
I mean, it depends on what you're in a relationship for. If you're into a relationship solely for the pleasure of it, then I would argue that you would have to, I don't know. You have to see how their game is like. Because usually that's the selling point. It's not what you have or what you do with it.
It is a selling point. I gotta agree with you on that. I'm a quote to you on something that my brother has said. He said when you're looking for a relationship, he said that it's not in, you know, the stroke game. Because everybody has the same thing, different sizes, different straight shapes or whatever. It's always going to be one that might be the best, and then it's going to be another one that come along that be even better. So when you are looking for someone, you look for the quality of that person. Now, I get that. But if we talk about I do, and we talk about some henceforth now and forevermore, listen, you know, it's nice that you're sweet and you're nice and you're kind and you got a big heart. But if I got to be attached to that the rest of my life, something has got to be in the package that's good for me. You know what I mean? I kind of disagree because my whole thing is, you know, that is a major role, fulfilling your role. Let's just be honest. When you first meet somebody, you're going according to what you see. You don't know that person's personality. So, of course, you have to admit that it's a lust thing, whether it's, ooh, that person is gorgeous, or, ooh, that person got a nice butt, you know what I mean, or whatever. You're looking at something in a lustful way. Then it, you know, becomes the personality and things like that. Now, my whole thing is, even if you're in a situation, like you were saying earlier, Jerry, that person gets into a car accident and they are not able to perform. Well,
right.
I'm sorry, I'm going to put it out there. Your tongue ain't broke. You got to be doing something that's going to be participating in this relationship. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry that you had this accident. You paralyzed, but listen, I guess I'll be taking a ride. Because what I'm not going to just say, you follow me? You follow me, darling. You said, Virgo to Virgo. You know how we do, right? So,
Virgos are really nasty.
You gotta stop more to that plate than just, you know, oh, well, it's, you know, I'm tired or, you know, it's not working or, I can't get you to give up on me like that. You got to do something. You got to make this spice happen in my life. I chose you, you know what I mean, and nobody else, which means that you got to be the forefronter. You got to represent. Either that or maybe your pockets need to be even bigger. I got to crack on something. Or either there's going to be some cheating going on. I mean, let's just keep it real. Who actually keeps a relationship with somebody that cannot perform at that point? You're going to put up with it for a while, but then after a while, it's like, okay, I had enough. Next. Anybody else, someone like that out there? And did I say something wrong? Because you just got quiet on me. I don't like it.
Listen, I'm listening to you, okay? Listen, I'm not completely disagreeing with you, okay? You're being real. You're being honest. I'm not completely disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that there are times where sometimes there's other things that are more important. And I was – listen, I'm a Pisces. I was a very sexual person. So I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. But as I got older – and I'm not old, but as I got older, I started prioritizing things. Because I was in a situation where someone could not perform. And I had to make a decision, you know, and my decision was to stay and help them. But that was me, you know what I mean? I just had to make that decision.
Okay, so here's my point. Now, I'm going to stop you right there. You stayed to help them, but are you with them now?
Well, they're no longer here.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. So that's why I see it a little differently. That's all, because I was put in a situation like that, and it was heartbreaking. Yeah.
But I get it. Yeah, it's an interesting perspective, and you know that's the argument that I'm always going to argue with both sides because I get where both sides are coming from, because everyone has a different reason why they're in a relationship, and everyone has different levels of how they love or express themselves with their partner. So if you and your partner are close enough where if, you know, heaven forbid that they aren't able to perform, then they should know you. They should know how you are sexually to know, like, well, shit, I got to figure out a different way to do something about this, because I know how he is or how she is or how they are. So, I would say that, it just takes the communication at the end of the day between the two individuals, between the adult. But, I still feel what you mean, Andre. I still get you. Like if you're not able to, if I knew from the get-go that you're not able to perform, I don't know about getting all the way down the aisle. If that was something that was important to me, I don't know if getting to the aisle was, you know, even possible. But if I knew you weren't able to perform, and despite that, then if heaven forbid I wasn't able to get what I wanted, then we would just have to have a conversation about that.
And I have to say this, in my point of view, I commend you, first of all, Jerry, for sticking by that person. I just got out of a situation like that, I tried. God knows I did. But here's my whole thing. At this point now, you a has-been. And at this point, you know what I'm saying, you was Mr. Right now at that point. It's not the Mr. Right for me. I do feel as though that plays a major factor in it, because that's a part of the romance. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that if it ain't this size and above that you don't qualify. That's not what I'm saying. You know, different strokes for different folks. I mean, you could be a medium size and just know how to work whatever you got. You know what I mean? And you could just really wow somebody, especially if you, you know, you put in a little bit of, you know, romance foreplay, or, you know, perhaps you might be a role player or something like that. It got to be something that really excites you. And a lot of women nowadays, they don't take out time to realize, first of all, the qualities that they have, you know, in that person. It's not all about just rolling around in the bed. If that person at the end of the day can wow you in bed, but then have no personality, they have no type of charm, they just totally oblivious to anything and everything in life, that's not a person that you want to be with. But if they got the full package,
that's different.
And
yeah, that's
they end
different.
Out, oh, yeah, that's a lifetime achiever right there. You don't want to lose that one. You want to hold on. You know what I'm saying? That's different. So that's the difference to me with a Mr. Right Now and a Mr. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because it only lasts for a little while before you're going to be like, you know what, that's not the ticket right now. I'm sorry. And it's hard to break that person's feelings, you know, at that point. Like, I'm sorry that you can't perform, but, you know, hey, I got needs too. You know what I'm saying? You can't help me right now. Sorry. That's where I'm at, you know. At some point, there's a breaking point. Would you agree,
Mark? I mean, honestly, at some point it can be when you're not satisfied. You know, I've definitely experienced that. I'm sure every adult has here tonight. You just kind of get to a point where it's like, I mean, essentially when you're playing roles and when you're in the bed with someone, like, you're playing a role. And, you know, in that moment, you're kind of like selling each other a fantasy of each other in that moment. And afterwards, you know, you go about your day. But if someone can't sell that, they can't perform well enough to sell that fantasy to you. If their Scottish accent sounds a little bit more southern, then I can see why you would just want to start getting preparations. You know what? I think I'm gonna go down over here and see what this performance is like. Cause
exactly. If you get an encore presentation, you know you represent it. If you get another phone call, like, you know what, I just can't stop thinking. You know what I'm saying? I'm all messed up. I'm at work. I can't concentrate. I got to go home. You know what I'm saying? That's an encore presentation. I need a standing ovation. I'm sorry. Before you get applauded. I'm not going to applaud you if you ain't got a standing ovation. You know what I mean? I've been there, done that. I'm going to keep it real. And I tried that. I tried, you know, but the Virgo in me is like, no. Because I'm going to say this, y'all. If anybody know anything about Virgos, we represent in the bedroom, okay? We are the bomb, okay? So
yeah, Virgos tend to be closet freaks.
We're professional by day and freaks at night. So it's like pull out the whip and say, like, wow, you in there. You know what I'm saying? And I can't go from being that type of person to, you know, okay, I understand. I did that. And it lasted for 2 years, and it was a drought. And I felt like this is so unfair. You know what I mean? Am I wrong for wanting to move forward? No. I just felt like, you know, it's got to be something else out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just saying, all right, let's measure you up. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, when that opportunity comes and they got the full package with the personality, it's like, okay, this is where I need to be at.
Another thing about us Virgos, us Virgos also tend to want things like to be a very particular way, and it has to match what we want. And when it comes to that kind of desire, oh my gosh, like, I know, I can't say that a person has 100% matched my carnal desirable fantasies yet. I haven't met that person. I've seen him online, TV or something like that, but I've seen him in person, but I haven't met that person. You know what I mean? And it's just like, where is this image that has this and this, and they could do this, they could do that.
And, you know, and as Virgos, we kind of like, you know, try to go and turn the next person into that, and it just never works out. So.
Absolutely. Well, I got some more questions that we're going to get into, because this subject is deep, and we got a little bit of time left on the air, but we got to keep this thing going for a little bit. I'm going to go into my next track, and then I want y'all to think of some other things. Does role play a big factor in the bedroom? Ooh, y'all don't want to miss that one. All right, so we're going to go into our next track, and I want y'all to be ready to answer that. So, DJ, give me something to get me in the mood.
Nothing to fear, no.
Trust me, all we missing is the candles and him. I said, you done painted that picture. So I'm going to go with my co-host first. The question that I asked was, we were talking about, okay, what was the question? I'm so sorry, but going back, we've answered right before the actual music. Role play.
Oh,
does that play a major factor? Yeah.
Does role playing, so you're asking, does role playing play a factor in the bedroom or in a relationship or like to keep things fun?
In the bedroom, I think that's a fun thing. What do you think about that? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think that is something that, you know, if it's introduced that, you know, both parties should talk about or however many parties. Because I know I've done role-playing before, but I mean, you know, you just do that just to kind of do something different. Because sometimes making sex a routine, you know, it kind of takes the point out of it. Because I feel like everything else in life is already a routine. So, role-playing something that, you know, if you're crafty enough, you're clever enough, and creative enough, they're very fun, interesting, and spontaneous.
Oh, yeah. You can build a campfire on that one.
Gotta be clever enough.
Really...
Clever enough.
Yes. And like I said, you know, like you said, if you're clever enough, and then you got to find that special thing. Like, say if you guys both was into the same, let's say, career line and medical field or something like that, and you create that scene.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, you're the patient and he's the doctor or, you know what I'm saying? You know, just have a little fun with it. You just take your, that's that imaginary eye that just take you a long way that you just like, ooh. Then it's like, okay, you know, I just struck a match. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got another question for you too. And then I don't know if Jerry's still on the line or if there's another caller, but we'll ask that question to them. But I got to ask you this. Do you feel as though that toys is a factor in a relationship? Not just in a relationship. We're talking on the sexual side. I mean, did we know the commitment, the love, and everything else, the trust, and we just assuming that this is the perfect relationship right now. We just spicing, adding spices in the bedroom at this point.
Right.
Toys. What's your opinion on that? Is it needed, not needed, distraction, attraction?
I mean, I think if it's something that you use for yourself, that can be a very healthy way of exploring your own sexuality and your own and exploring your own body and your own pleasure centers. But again, like if it's something that you want to your partners, that's something that should be brought up and again, like fully introduced and not like sprung on someone. Because bringing toys on someone and they wasn't aware that can go on two ways. So I would just say, like, bring it up to somebody.
Well, that's true. You want to have that discussion. You just don't want to be like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, people do
like,
it. I mean, it's happened. It's happened in other stories, you know. So, I mean,
but you know, you're breaking up just a little bit. I need you to kind of come back to the mic a little bit.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I guess that brings on a special spice of when you've got a little surprise going on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, again, as I've seen it happen, I've heard it happen. It's, yeah, that can be very jarring, but that's a thing.
So I hear a lot of guys, right, I hear a lot of guys say that they actually get a little upset and jealous at that point when they, you know, hear about, especially with the female, bringing out the toys because they say that's not needed if I'm here. I mean, that creative mind that's just my imagination. It's like, hey, I'm just bringing on another, you know, attraction at that point. I'm just adding more spice, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Would you say that's a distraction?
I mean, it depends on what person, who your partner is, you know, because there's two types of people who, you know, in the bedroom. There's the one who are trying to please their partner, and there's the ones who are doing it to please themselves. And if you don't know how to, you know, do that code switching between who's pleasing who tonight, between you and your partner, then yeah, it can be something jarring if you don't have the most confidence in yourself or in your performance. If you feel like a toy is going to ruin the mood, so
got you.
I mean, it depends.
Okay.
You hear me?
I said that
one. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it
cool.
depends. I wouldn't know from a female's perspective. Like, I wouldn't know I wouldn't know how to answer.
Yeah, I wouldn't know too.
I'm curious.
We got to get this question out there. Like, we got to get these callers to answer that question too. Yes. Do we have any other callers that's on the line?
Indeed, caller. You're online right now with National Syndicated Radio with Andrea Presley on these only stations.
Hi, this is Asset Atun Ray, Peace and Stillness.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you.
Can you give me the question again, though, because my phone line kind of faded out as well with a lot of what y'all was saying. So can I hear the question?
Sure. So I think the first question we said was, in the role playing, do you find that is helpful in the bedroom during the time of intimacy?
That was the first
question.
Okay.
She's like, I called in on
the
role-playing
important.
My dad listening on the line. I
shouldn't even call this. I think I'm trying to say it appropriately.
Okay.
I think I'm a little bit above role-playing. I'm more into mind sex.
Okay. Yeah, a good mindset is very attractive.
Yeah,
I said mindset.
So, I mean,
mindset.
Creativity.
You get
okay.
it right.
Like, how are you role playing in life? Like, how are you role playing in life? Where's your mind at in life? You know, like that's definitely important too.
Uh-huh. Okay. So another thing we were discussing, too, is you with someone, they're a nice person, you know what I'm saying, but the sex is off. There's nothing going on. It's broke. You know what I mean? You're missing that part in your relationship. Should you stay or should you go?
Well, see, now that word, there's the key thing about relationship is the word relation. So to be honest, once the relation goes, then the body leaves as well with the mind, because there's
right.
no longer a connection. So if
right.
you're not physically into, or if there was nothing really ever there, then it's time to exit in anyway, because eventually, I mean, what are you doing? Are you going to just sit there and just look at each other all day? Like, no.
Right.
You're not going to do that.
After a while,
so,
conversation is ended, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so once that connection is over with, then it's time to bounce and, you know, to the left, like Beyonce says.
Right. That person is exited to the left for sure.
So then we discussed about
your
bags are already packed. I'm not wasting no time. If you're not giving me what I need, you know, it's time to go. And sex, it's for a lot of people, that has to be something, you know.
Yeah, because everyone wants to feel loved, touched, and caressed, you know what I mean, at some point. And you can't do all of that to yourself. I mean, you can love yourself. That's fine. That's great. You should. You know what I'm saying? But there's no point in being in a relationship if you're not getting that from your partner.
Right.
Right. You need
now,
that.
Now it's like you're just
energy.
Now because it just looks like you're just using that person. Like, what are you really here for?
Right.
You know what? I'm really glad you picked the situation. I'm not trying to, like, take over the conversation, but I'm really glad you picked this topic because a lot of people really don't know where they stand with people. Some people really think they're in relationships and they're just in situationships. Oh, I love that. That's hot. That's hot.
And I also like the one that you said earlier when you said the biggest part of a relationship is the relation. You know what I mean? The relation goes with the relationship. So you are absolutely correct. That is such a good point. Yes. I'm loving that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Start with your fans.
I mean, I agree with my sister right here. Like, it's biggest part of a relationship is the relationship. So if there isn't a connection and a agreement that both parties or however many parties, again, want to move forward in together and work and develop in together, then what's the point? Like, but then what are we doing? Even if it's just a purely sexual relationship, if it's like if we're not having sex anymore, then what's the point? You know, so depending on what you and the other person agree upon, you know, like if there's a miscommunication, if you're not on the same page, either work to get on the same page with each other or, hey, just let the other person know. Hey, listen, I think we hit the end of the line here. And
right.
You know, people used to do that back in the day.
I'm so glad I'm hearing this.
Going back in the day. Did you notice that? Like back in the day, like even though we're kind of like moving out further out of the old school relationships that our grandparents and great grandparents had, there was still a honesty of, hey, I'm not feeling you like that, or hey, I'm not interested, and it was just understood, and you just moved on. Then at some point, that wasn't enough for people. For whatever reason, and now it has to be explored. So, but that's not here or there.
I'm loving that. I mean, you are absolutely right. And I believe there's actually some more people that's actually on the line because I see we got some more callers that's agreeing with you. They dying to get in on this conversation. This is a hot topic. Oh, my gosh. But first I got to say to our caller that's on the line now, you bring out some excellent points. I'm loving the cliches that you used, and that is very helpful. Actually, you know, it kind of helps me out with a decision that I had to make recently, you know what I mean? And I had to have that conversation, like, you know, hey, this is not fair. You can't leave me on no drought. I'm a Virgo, baby. You know what I'm saying? Listen, that's a part of the relationship. You failed your duties when you did that. You know, that's where you messed up. Yes, I do want to explore and move forward, and I don't see why you can't understand that. Sorry, don't get in my way. You know, that niceness and that personality and love, that's one thing. I can have that in a friendship, but this is not where I'm at right now. I need comforting. I need that to go along with it, and if I can't get the full package, why settle for half? That's where I'm at,
yes.
You know?
No.
Yes. I'm glad that y'all agree.
Yes.
That's great. I want to thank you for calling in, and I do have another caller that wants to come in. Is there anything else that you want to say to us? Okay.
Hey.
Are you still there?
Hello?
Hi. Who do we have on the line?
Oh, it's Will of God. I forgot to tell y'all, my show is Too Thorough by Will of God every fourth Friday, probably on the 27th. And back to y'all conversation, man. Y'all. Ooh, y'all so live with it, so real with it that anybody that don't know what to do with it gonna have to figure out how to get it. But I'm gonna just say my world because I'm so thankful that God made me black and with a personality and extra strength. You know what I'm saying? I had too many women in my world. I'm still trying to figure out. No, man, because when you say big and all this other stuff, listen, I'm happy. But you got to think about the other side of life, too, because the men get mad, too, when the women big. You know what I mean? Because some men, I'm going to tell y'all because of the fact I'm a punani man. I just can't do nothing but punani. But men get mad when we find that sloppy coochie and it's all beat up and big. We like, man, what the freak? You ain't got no walls. Why are you living? I mean, not why are you living. I'm sorry. That's the wrong word to say. But I'm just saying. She just got caught up. And then, but they say there's a magic word for everybody. They say that there is somebody for everybody. Like, you might even have a same person look exactly like you, do the same things like you, or got similarities. But the thing I get, and I'm saying to these people that's listening, stop playing the game. Like, women. If you, and you know, Dre, you already know. If you're the type of woman that want that money, and you just a gold digger, straight up and down, and the boy you getting that ain't ready yet, and he don't know you a gold digger, why act like you ain't? Nigga, I mean, woman. Why sit up there and play that game and have them all captivated, and then you already know you're going to move on. You just want to get more money. Because you find out he might be getting captivated. How you say that money? Captive money. What's that money that people are getting? Parademic money. Something like $50,000. Mm-hmm. You're like, wait a minute. You now, the first thing the woman's going to say is, I'm not leaving right now.
Right now. Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Right now.
I know how to control him. I know what to say to him. I know how to make him melt. I even know how to make him say Sasquatch at any moment. You know what I'm saying? What? So, you know, that's the problem when y'all people be like that. And the men out there, I'm going to tell y'all point blank. If you go get with somebody for your future, because I'm married, I already know. But I'm just saying, I ain't think. You got to think like this. Whatever you want to do and how you meet that woman, if you want it to be in your life the way you want to live, make sure it's that type of woman. Don't get a woman that you just kick it into like, yeah, I'm a lie. I ain't going to tell you what I really am, but I'm this. And then when she find out, you like, now y'all got a little bit of problems, you know. And if you get mad, if you met the girl, she is wearing a bikini top, don't get mad if you wanted to wear a dress because she might like, you met me back in the day. Everywhere I was going to the clubs, I was wearing a bikini top. My butt was all out. Now you mad because I want to change because we going to church. Then when she go with her girlfriend, she's like, come on, get the bikini top. We going. And you get mad when you find out. Come on, man. Cut it out. Make sure anybody who's talking and listening to this show, make sure y'all have a great intellectual conversation where y'all know who you rolling with. If it's your best friend, that's your best friend.
There you go. That's
if
good
it's
advice
not,
right there. I'm liking that. Right.
Don't get mad.
You gotta know who you rolling with.
When you find out it's not going to be no more. I'm just sorry. I'm sorry. I got to shut up, man. I let everybody else get on because
I love that. I love that. Yes. All right, so basically what he's saying, guys, you know, everybody out there, you know what I mean? Know what you're rolling with, know what you get into because of the fact that if this person is not into those things that you are into, you're going to wind up hurting that person's feelings. Yeah, you might be able to, you know, talk them into a little something, but their options may not be open as, you know, much as yours, you know what I mean? They may not, you know,
just be
accessible to them. Yeah, you know what I mean? Even though sometimes in a relationship you got to bend a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And be like, all right, well, I ain't really into that, but I'll try it. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? You might like it. Don't like it till you try it. Ain't that what they say? You know what I'm saying? So I understand we got another caller in, and I definitely got to get your opinion on this one, Doris. So make sure you hold your thoughts, and I want you to spill that out. So who's the next person we got on the line?
All right. First of all, can y'all hear me?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, yes, we can.
All right. I just want to say honor and respect for two legends. Hall of Famer, Twin, you already know, you always get to the end. I personally thank you for the greatest network of our time. And I also want to thank you for being a very special guest of mine earlier in my because the clock is your questions, the order in which it came, okay? Far as the first question, okay, far as the size matter. Now, an old fire chief told me, he said it's not the size of the water holes that puts the fire out, okay? It's not the size of the water holes that does it, okay? Now, as far as the second one, the second question, and there was a couple that was at their diamond anniversary. They was together 75 years of marriage, right? And the groom said, "Mother dearest, we've been together for 75 years. We started off having sex once, twice, and sometimes three times a day. Now, because of the age in which we are at, we have sex once a year. But anyway," he said, "the reason why," now he said this when he was proposing the toast, he said, "the reason why we have sex once a year," he said, "because you no longer get wet. Children, go to bed on this one. You understand? You can't get wet if you stepped in the shower." This is what he said at the 75th diamond anniversary, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody clap. So she comes to the mic and says, she said, "Well, well, Daddy, let me tell you this." She said, "I've been happily married to you for 75 years, right? And when we first got together, we had sex once, twice, sometimes three times a day. And you also used to be like a 9mm. Now you're looking like a snub-nosed 35.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Far as the he's strong. Yeah. In other words, some people didn't catch that. He's strong. He's strong. All right. Now, far as role plays, it depends on what you're into and the toys. And let me say this right now. Children, go to bed. I don't care how long it is. I don't care how short it is. There is never, ever going to be a phallus that's going to be equal to what Mother Nature, Father Time, the Heavenly Father, or Creator. Nothing can compete with that. Look you in your eyes and come inside. Ain't no toy going to grab you by your hair, put you in a chokehold, get down and put you in a figure four. Ain't no toy going to do that for you. And talk what you need, you know, talk what needs to be talked in your ears. Ain't no man and man.
Right.
And that's the main issue that I've been dealing with. I've been dealing with that for over 36 years. Man and mankind trying to
Okay.
So that's the whole thing, bottom line, man. But when it comes to sexual relationships, of course it's very necessary. Okay, it's very necessary. It's needed. Okay, and it's time to start pretending that that's not necessary. Far as us as human beings, especially for the religious sector, I don't care if it's TDJ.
It's a neglect.
I don't care how much they scream and holler. Trust me, it's a time when all of that goes out the window when they're in the privacy of their bedroom. Yeah, okay, and sex is not dirty. Sex is not dirty the way that man and mankind has tried to make it seem. Or it's dirty to think that way. Ain't nothing dirty about no sex. You understand? That's how 99.9%
right
through sexual relation. You get what I'm saying? So anyway, I love you, twin. Thank you for being everything that you are. And again, dog, one of the most brilliant, intelligent, you're just truly gifted when it comes to you blessing the microphone, okay? So I am the master sound therapist and Huni Bakatun, and I thank you for you being a major part of a foundation right here today, okay?
All I appreciate that
awesome.
So much. Thank you.
Awesome. Darn, what can we say? We done hit a hot topic tonight. I mean, we got these people talking. You see that? They was all quiet on us early in the show. They wanted to talk about the coronavirus. They wanted to talk about the sex thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow.
Of course. People want to express themselves, and that's what sex is, a creative expression.
That's what it's about. That's why I love broadcasting, because I can express myself. I can always get views and opinions of other people's and things like that. But, you know, when you got two Virgos talking about a subject like this, it can't help but be powerful and off the hook.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, honestly. I mean, that's what it's about, is expressing yourself and expressing your creativity. And that's actually the age that we've entered in. Everyone who looks at the wrong things and just thinks, oh, this is what's going wrong in the world today. This is what's going wrong. Everyone keeps looking at that part, and it's just like, well, what's going right? And even the things that you're seeing today, people are just expressing themselves. Have you noticed that? We came from a world where we wasn't really allowed to express who we are, whether it's because of your gender or your sexuality or your nationality or your ethnicity, you know, you are always told to not do something because it was a form of expression. And nowadays, people are not tolerating that, especially Gen Z, you know. So, I'm glad that we're out here doing this. You got a voice and use it.
Yes. Yes, and we teaching people at the same time. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's not okay to not settle for. You can't just settle for anything and think that that's going to last forever. That's going to be temporary satisfaction, or I just don't want to hurt your feelings. You know what I mean? But eventually, you know, your needs, your wants, your satisfactions are not being met. So at the same time, we going back to Huey, who said, you know, toys can't hug you, toys can't grab you by your neck and things like that. If you that type of person, when you like it rough and you like things like the egg, then if that's missing, you know, the toys can't do that. So eventually, at some point, you're going to have to move forward, you know. And so this topic was great, you know, for me at the same time. It just solidifies my decision that I had made, you know, months ago. Not that I had a second thought, but, I mean, it just proves that the point that I was right. and that, you know, there's a lot of other people who feels the same way. But I'm going to bring Ngozi in, because it is Ngozi time, and I hope that he has a comment that he might want to say on this one, too. So, Ngozi, come take us away.
Well, first of all, I love this conversation and having Dar Henderson, our first ever narrator of On the Honest. It is my pleasure. Not only that, Andrea, he's the first ever host of On the Dynasty.
That's awesome.
A lot of people had a problem with me bringing him on as the first host because he presented, you know, the lesbian gay task force community. So what? You know, we have a chance to be able to say our opinions on a constant basis. And he's always honored us, highly intellectual, a wonderful person, and I love Dar, you know, and I know Dar loves me. And tonight, we get a chance to hear his voice again on these O&D stations. And, of course, Andrea Presley, congratulations on your outstanding 79th on the syndicated station all-time connection record tonight.
Oh, wow.
And not only that, Rickness, this young lady tied her all-time best.
Wow.
Five consecutive. How about that?
All right. That's cool. Thank you.
Congratulations. And tomorrow night on these stations, I'm back on with a young lady that's a legend on our network, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee for the class of 2021, Dar. How about that? You got to nominate this thing, you know, going to a narration, right?
Yeah.
That's the great truth right here on these stations. You know, Ooh. One thing about Sister Bessie, she's part of our legend.
Ooh.
And that's what she does. She mm-hmm. gives us wonderful work, outstanding body of work here on ONE Dynasty.
Yeah.
I love Sister Bessie. And all the folks out there that want to vote for her, it's easy. www.parastrength@gmail.com. All the folks out there, please vote for Sister Bessie. She deserves it. And she will win. You know what I mean? She will win because we believe in her. That's it. You know, that's all of it. Just like Andre Presley, going as an enshrinee to 2018 with Darlene Lawrence. And then, of course, Jerry Petito, Cody Bacassoon. Let us have the same fervor for Sister Bessie Trusso. Let's do it now. Let's do it often before it's too late. And I'm just proud of all the people tonight that counted that robbery to join into ONE Dynasty. It's all about someone like what a twin that always gets in. I love her because she always presses the button. And she really don't care how you feel.
Right.
So what? It's all about broadcasting, you know, and respect of the mic. When you disrespect the mic, it will show. That's Ricky. How about that? Come on now. Come on now, Andrea. That's Ricky.
Oh, yeah. Ricky was great for that cliche. That was her signature.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Of course, again, Front Porch tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time on these stations. Bar Henderson will be back, right, Bar? You know, December 7th of this year. He'll be narrating our most sacred night, the fourth annual ONE Honors, presented by Looking Glass Entertainment. I want to thank you so much, Dar, for being available, not only for this show, before that night. And I love you very much, sir. You were my first ever host.
Thank you. It's an honor. I appreciate it. I'm glad everyone has came out to show me so much love and support. And, you know, thank you for having me on tonight.
And Benedict is advertising on A, which is Solo Deli and Goes to Enterprise Weeks, of course, at www.lookinglassentertainment.com, as well as the Ghostly Primetime one at bedtime.com. We're in Ghostly Time both for Twitter and Instagram, Molodelli and Ghostly Parent School Plus, Molodelli and Molodelli and Ghostly on Facebook, as well as our business page, the One of Twitter and SR, as well as historic Family Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions for one for program tonight? Olay Day Lay, got in Ghostly Maya and gmail.com. And I am International Internet Radio, producing and shrining for the class of 2021, and most importantly, your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Devin Malayman, goes to the same tonight. Good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Forces Radio to support us on a constant basis tonight. And now, the International Internet Radio, broadcasting and shrining for the class of 2018, as well as the Lifetime Achiever for the class of 2020. The outstanding Wonder Twin. But always get to that. The superhero in the all radio. my God, sister. It's your freshman. You have 2 minutes left to go on the program.
All right. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. I had so much fun. And Dar, thank you so much for taking so much time out of your busy schedule. You know, I love you. Ain't nothing you could do about it. I'm just so thrilled and can't believe that I got a chance to interview Dar first. You know what I mean? Especially when I was thinking about all the next time when I hear you on the doing narration for us in December, I'm going to be like, what a show. That's cool, you know? Yes, indeed. So thanks again, everyone. Please stay tuned and listen out for the next upcoming show. It will be announced, so you want to, you know, make sure you stay tuned to ONE Station so you can hear the next announcement of when my next show is going to be. I am looking forward to it. I thank you all for listening. Take care. God bless. And this is the Queen Troublemaker signing off. Your 2020 twin that always gets it in. Get down. What the
night. Bye.